Good afternoon, class. I hope you have done your research on Egypt, because we are going to have a seminar today. Say last week, our topic is Egypt.
How do we start this seminar?
Someone can bring up their ideas and about Egypt, and the rest of it express their opinions and add on. I will interrupt you if I feel you are going to off topic.
I read in a book that Egypt is probably the world's oldest civilization to have emerged from the Nile Valley. To add to that, Egypt should be about 3,100 years old historically.
That's pretty old. Over this period of 3,100 years, a lot has happened to Egypt.
Can anyone elaborate on what has happened during this pyramid?
According to my research, Egypt was once under the control of Britain. It was not feeling after World War II that Egypt acquired full sovereignty.
What's more, tell us more significant ideas about famous pyramids that are built in Egypt.
The pyramids are very famous in Egypt. Tourists from all over the world to see one of the seven wonders of the world.
How are the pyramids being built since the technology wasn't advanced as the same ancient era?
Easy. One of the gods said, "Let there be pyramids," and the pyramids built.
No, be serious. Who can tell me how to build a pyramid?
With hundreds of thousands of manpower, along with simple tools of rope, logs, and wheels, the Egyptians were able to move those heavy blocks of stone.
That's correct. It's amazing that the Egyptians could complete such a magnificent building.
Believe it or not, without the help of machines and mathematics, the Egyptians built the pyramids, which is about 130 meters tall.
Has anyone thought about why the Egyptians built the pyramids?
The Egyptians believing so the pyramids were the place where the reincarnation pharaoh's bodies are kept and preserved, waiting for their return to their next life.
The pyramids were built to represent the pharaoh's home, therefore, rooms can be found inside the pyramid.
It was also believed that treasures such as gold, jewelries, were buried with pharaohs.
Wait a minute, I thought they called it temples, not pyramids.
She brought a good point. The structure we are talking now is pyramids. And who can tell me the difference between temples and pyramids?
I know. The temple is like the pharaoh's palace while alive, whereas the pyramid is the place where the dead pharaoh's body is kept.
The temple also acts as the center of the city. It is the place where the political meetings were held.
Sacrifice ceremonies are also held at the temples.
That's about today. I hope all of you have taken notes during the seminar, because everything talked today will be in next week's test.